Hey, we're about to get into heavy eating season. Thanksgiving, followed by Christmas, followed by New Year's. And to help launch the festivities, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has been looking over a new cookbook called Pure Chocolate.
The author is Fran Bigelow of Fran's Chocolates in Seattle and the world via the internet. Ms. Bigelow has put together all the fixings for sin on a plate, as long as it's a dessert plate. Recipes for chocolate tarts, torts, cookies, brownies, cappuccino, cream cake, profiteroles, and other items too caloric to mention, much less pronounce. Fran Bigelow, let us begin with something simple, please. Chocolate sauce. And you give a lovely recipe for that on page 170.
Chocolate sauce has to be one of the most sublime dessert toppings that you can put together in just a few minutes. And it's the magic of chocolate and cream. You just bring the cream to a boil and add the chocolate and then stand mixing over the stove. And before your very eyes, the magic starts to happen.
You have a very nice variation on this basic chocolate sauce. It's chocolate espresso sauce. And I must say, Fran Bigelow, don't you think the combination of chocolate and coffee is why God invented eating?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. They grow so closely together. The coffee beans and the cacao beans are in the same forest, and I think they pick up the same flavors, and I think there's no two flavors that are more perfect.
Well, the book is full of recipes, too complicated, really, for a non-baker like myself, but you have some terrific tips. For example, your chocolate chip cookies and the kinds of chips to use.
Yes, all you need to do really is pick your favorite bar of chocolate and take a knife and just cut it up into small chunks. Then you're going to get the flavor that you want coming through in the cookies that you are going to make, and you're going to make them personal and your own.
And what about best cooking chocolates or eating chocolates? There are lots of new names in the field. Valrhona is one that I've seen. And Scharfenberger, that comes from out your way, out on the West Coast.
Yes,
huh?
Yes. Both of them are excellent brands. But I think the thing that I would recommend for most people is just to look on any label and pick the one that has cocoa beans before sugar. Then you know you're going to get chocolate flavor over sweetness. Valrhona is excellent. Scharfenberger is excellent. Calibo is excellent. Swiss chocolates are fabulous. And what people are doing right now is tasting chocolate. And they're tasting chocolate in its pure dark chocolate form. And then all these flavors start to come out. You can taste where it's been grown. And so that's where it starts to pick up these complementary flavors.
It sounds sometimes like wine that is complex that way.
It's very much like wine, and that's why we start talking about it in the terms of wine-tasting vocabulary.
But they don't ever call chocolate saucy, audacious, and just a little piquant.
No, you're right.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's sensual, it's luxurious, it melts at body temperature, and that's what makes it so wonderful in the mouth.
Thanksgiving is the first holiday up. Can you really think about chocolate after all that turkey, the stuffing, the gravy, the yams?
I think it's a perfect way to end a meal. And it depends on where you're going to place it within the meal. But two of my most satisfying things to end the meal with are just a small cocoa-dusted truffle with maybe a little port, a little liqueur, something like that. The other one I love for Thanksgiving are the figs. We use like Kalamurina figs and stuff them with a wonderful, luxurious chocolate ganache filling. Mm. And that seems to combine that fruit and chocolate, which just seems to be a wonderful end to the meal.
You know, my mouth is watering. Well, tell me this. Do you think that chocolate goes with cranberries?
Well, it goes after cranberries. You know, it's that piquant of the cranberry, and then you've got the wonderful chocolate flavor with that. So, yes, I do think it does.
And if you threw a little sour cream into the cranberries and
now
the chocolate?
Yes, we could call that a combination, but I'd have to try it to make sure it was, the perfect one.
And maybe onion and horseradish?
Now there we're going, too far.
Too far?
That's NPR Susan Stamberg attempting for the 110th year in a row, by her own count, to insinuate her cranberry recipe into Morning Edition before Thanksgiving. Susan spoke with Fran Bigelow. Her cookbook is called Pure Chocolate, recipes from that book, and also the recipe for Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish are at npr.org.